Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Yoma, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, and we're continuing to discuss what happens in advance of Yom HaKippurim as we are preparing the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah. So, Kol Shavuos HaYamim, throughout all 7 days during which the Kohen Gadol was quarantined away from his whole family, Lo Hayu Monim Mimenu Machal Mishta. They wouldn't hold back from him any food or drink. He could eat and drink whatever he wanted, as much as he wanted, because even if food or drink would cause him to become tameh during the week, he could always become tahor in time for Yom HaKippurim. Meaning the assumption is that that sometimes when a person's diet is not ideal, he can become a balkeri and become tameh from being a balkeri. But if you're a balkeri, you can just go to the mikveh and you'll be tahor the next day. So we're not so worried about restricting his diet to decrease his chances of becoming a balkeri, of becoming tameh with tumas keri. Erev Yom HaKippurim, but on the day before Yom Kippur, when it was nightfall, just before Yom Kippur starts, they wouldn't let him eat too much, even though normally we eat a big suda right before Yom Kippur, because that's going to cause him to become very sleepy, it's going to make him very tired, and his job, part of his job, was to stay awake the entire night of Yom HaKippurim, so that he wouldn't become a balkeri on Yom HaKippurim, because that would make him tamei in a way that would disqualify him from doing the avodah the next morning. So instead of, aside from the fact that we prevent him from eating and drinking too much, we also don't let him eat or drink anything that would cause a chamimus of the body, the Bar Tinura points out, because that would often cause a discharge where he'll become a balkeri. And it happens to be the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that the Kohen Gadol never became a balkeri on Yom Kippur. Even though that was a miracle that happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that he never became a balkeri, but we have to do everything within Derech HaTeva, we have to do whatever we can within the rules of nature to not rely on that nace and to do whatever we can to make sure that Al Pi Derech HaTeva he doesn't become a balkeri. Now in Mishnah Hey, we talk about on the day before Yom Kippur, what happened? So Masru Ziknei Bezdin and Ziknei Kuhuna. The Ziknei Bezdin, the ones who were tutoring him all week in terms of how to do the avodah, would give him over to the Ziknei Kuhuna, who would teach him how to bring the Ketores in Yom Kippur. Ve'alul Aliyos Beis Haftinas. They brought him to the Beis Haftinas, where the place where the Beis Haftinas was, which was where the Ketores was kept. That was a special place. The Kohanim of that family of Haftinas were the ones that were in charge of being mefatim the Ketores, of preparing the different spices of the Ketores. Ve'ishbi'uhu v'nifteru v'holchulem. They'd make him swear that he wasn't going to bring the Ketores like a Tzeduki would bring the Ketores. The Tzedukim didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, so they held that the Kohen Gadol had to put the Ketores on the coals before going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in Torah Shebal Peh we learned that that has to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so no one would be there to see what he's doing, so they had to make him take a Shavua that he wasn't going to do like the Tzedukim. And again, during the period of the Bayis Sheni, this was a particular concern, and then they would say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol, and they'd go out right away so as not to embarrass the Kohen Gadol while he, as they're forcing him to take the Shavua, meaning obviously it's embarrassing for all of Klal Yisrael that this was necessary to have a Kohen Gadol take such a Shavua. Va'amrulo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Sir, Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchim Beis Din, we are the Shluchim of the Beis Din, and that's why we are making you swear, because we're doing it on behalf of the Beis Din. You are our shliach and the shliach of the Beis Din. So therefore, you should view this shavua as something that you owe to us and to the Beis Din and to the Sanhedrin. And then he was not going to have in mind any other meaning of the words where he'll be able to say, "Oh, I didn't mean what you were telling me to swear. I had in mind something else." So he said, "No, these words you should have in mind mean exactly what we say they mean. We are hereby place an oath on you, a shavua on you, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Tashana Dover Mikol Ma'asha Amarnu Lecha, that you will not veer one bit from that which we instructed you to do as far as the avoda on Yom Kippurim. And the Kohen Gadol would have to answer amen to that shavua. After that shavua was taken, the Kohen Gadol would have to turn away, and he would cry because they suspected him of being a tzeduki, and they would turn away and cry because they were forced to suspect him of being a tzeduki. It was not a pleasant conversation for anybody to have. He didn't want to be suspected of being a tzeduki. They didn't want to have to suspect him of being a tzeduki, but they had to be safe about this, and that was one of the things that they had to do. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned that for 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur, he could eat and drink whatever he wants. We're not worried about him becoming a valkari, but late in the day, on Erev Yom Kippur, they wouldn't let him eat too much so that he shouldn't fall asleep, and that also that he shouldn't become a balkari. And then because he was going to have to be up that whole night that night. Then Mishnah Hay, we said that the Ziknei Bezin would hand him over to the Ziknei Kahuna. They would bring him up to the place where they were prepared the Ketores, and they'd make him take a Shavua. And the Shavua consisted of, they would tell him, we are Shluchei Bezin, you are our Shliach and the Shliach of Bezin, so by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make you take a Shavua, that you will not veer one bit, you will not do things like a Tzeduki would do the Avoda. And he answered Amen, and then he cried over the fact that they had to suspect him of that, and they cried over the fact that they had to suspect him of that. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.